Call it. .975 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, thanks for making us part of your day. As we will talk to John Hartwell coming up here in a moment. And talk about the Utah State perspective on this. We've heard from Mark Harlan, the athletic director at the University of Utah, and then we'll hear from John Hartwell, almost covering the whole state, almost.
Well, I love that these athletic directors come on and give their fan base the time and the attention that they deserve and answer the questions that so many people have, you know?
Yeah.
It's great to have athletic directors that are that accessible, and sure appreciate them for taking the time to address their fan base, because I know that that can be difficult. By the way, live at EliteWorks, 844-523-2777. If you're looking for that free website rebuild, it's as easy as going to 844-523-2777 or going to EliteWorks.com. You can see the banner right there at the top, and you can get the process started.
It's pretty simple, and it can change your business. It can change your whole outlook on how your presence is online. So make that phone call right now, and let's make it happen. All right, Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Joining us now on the T-Mobile special guest line, he's the athletic director at Utah State, John Hartwell. John, how are you?
Hey, let's play ball, man. Let's go.
He's pumped up.
How great was that when you were able to break the news to your athletes that they were going to play?
It was unbelievable. I mean, you know, we thought, you know, we had been trending this direction for the last probably week, so it wasn't a total surprise. But just knowing that, you know, we've got it, a plan put together for it. You know, Gary and his staff and our student athletes were really excited. It was funny because last night we obviously had a Mountain West presidents and ADs meeting where the final decision was made, and you know, Noelle, our president, called me right afterwards, and she said, you know, I didn't know how good this was going to feel to get to this point, but then we were talking about just the anticipation on campus all of this week has made everybody a little bit of pep in their step and a little more positive and things like that. So I do think, I mean, obviously, we've got some work to go over the next 4 weeks to get ready, and then, you know, there are going to be some challenges throughout the season, I'm sure. But just the anticipation and the excitement of trying to get back to something that's somewhat normal, I think, has everybody excited.
This might be a ridiculous detail, but I am interested to know, you know, let's say that your first game is a road game, and you've got October 24th kickoff. How difficult is it to get the hotel scheduled? Is that on the other team, John, to get the hotel scheduled? And then the charter flights?
Not to mention charter planes and all of that. And quite frankly, I mean, and that was the first question that came our way last night is, hey, well, when are we going to see a schedule? Quite frankly, the league is working diligently right now on that. But there's still some pieces to be solved there, you know, for a one-year period. And everything is going to be different this year, obviously. But, you know, looking at a couple of concepts, are we going to do 16 divisions between the Mountain and the West Division? Are we all just going to combine everybody into one conference and just take the two highest winning percentages? You know, there's a whole lot of things out there that we're trying to get finalized before we, you know, finalize a schedule.
Do you have a preference in that regard?
You know, and there's mixed opinions amongst the ADs in our league. I would love to see it get everybody get put in just 1 through 12 just for this year, just from the perspective of we know there are going to be games canceled. You know, there's question there may be a school or two. Although all 12 are saying right now, you know, we want to compete, we want to play. Realistically, there may be one or two schools who can't do that. So if that happens, let's just use this, and this is purely hypothetical, but let's say, okay, every school, all six schools in the Mountain Division can play, but then you get to the West Division, and let's say it's, you know, San Jose and Hawaii, or San Jose and, you know, if for whatever reason there's two schools that can't play at all or only get in a game or two, then how fair is that? You've got one division where six teams are competing for one spot in a championship game. Got another division where only three or four are competing for one spot. So if you combine everybody, again, just a one-year fix into, you know, just one conference, one division, and you take the two highest winning percentages, that probably plays out a little bit better. But, you know, we're just happy to play, and we'll play the hand that's dealt us and look forward to it.
So now you got the announcement. What gear do you shift in here, John? Where do you apply your attention?
Well, and we had already started doing this, just trying to get some things together stadium-wise. You know, we're working with local government officials, with our university administration, and, you know, trying to make sure we stay in touch with the governor's office, too, in terms of, you know, allowing fans in, and obviously BYU had a plan, and that hit a hiccup with the, you know, the revert back to orange in Utah County. But we're trying to put together a plan so that we can get the information when we have a, you know, a schedule here, hopefully by the early to middle part of next week, that we can also let our fans know that, you know, we're going to be able to allow X number of fans, you know, whether that is a 25% or 30% or whatever it may be, percent of our fans into the games.
John Hartwell, Athletic Director at Utah State, joining us right here on the Zone Sports Network. When you look at the time needed to get ready, and I know you talked to Gary and his staff, and everybody else talked to their staffs as well, I'm sure. 3 weeks essentially for training camp and then 1 week for game prep. What was the thought on that timeline being enough to get ready to start the season?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question, Scott, and it's something that we spent a lot of time with, you know, conversations with the football coaches, conversations with some of our safety and health and safety group that has representation from each institution and several team docs on it. And really, the conclusion we came to is, you know, today is 29 days out from competition. Today is 29 days out from, you know, October 24th, which is in a typical August, that's the advanced prep time for true practice. Now, you know, depending on what institution, what member institution you're at, some have had the benefit of more days of conditioning and things like that than others have. But at the end of the day, you know, everybody is going to get a chance to get up and running. Now, you know, you've got, quite frankly, Fresno, they really haven't had students on campus. It's going to be a little more of a challenge for them. And we understand up front that there is the possibility and maybe even probability that there, you know, maybe a couple of schools that are not ready to play on October 24th. But we felt like that the vast majority of schools could be ready, that we could schedule games then and, you know, do it well within the parameters of what a normal season would be. Because, you know, we've had guys, literally we've had football players, as several institutions have, on campus since the beginning of June doing a variety, you know, of conditioning and weightlifting and things like that. So, like I said, our guys are extremely excited about being able to play. And, you know, I know our coaching staff, and I know Gary's visited with you guys about this before, not only excited about being able to play, but being able to get it done basically in the close to this time frame of a regular season, so that spring ball for the next spring of 2021 is not impacted, and hopefully get back to a true regular season for the fall of 21.
John, what I'd like you to do is kind of help your Aggie fans understand the burden of the cost of testing, and also the announcement that the Mount West Conference itself will be taking care of either a certain portion or the full amount of testing.
Yeah, happy to do that. So as you mentioned, and Craig Thompson in the earlier press conference today talked about it. So the league, when you say the league is taking care of it, it's primarily going to come out of some of the reserve funds of the league, and the projection is to handle full testing for football for all 12 schools in the league is going to be and they estimated high, which is a good thing from an accounting standpoint or a budgeting standpoint. Approximated about $4 million per institution to do testing for football, and that's everybody within the bubble. So let's just break that down a little bit. That comes out to, you know, about a little over $300,000 per school. And what you're looking at is you're looking at three tests a week, three antigen tests per week. We are contracting with a company, Quest, and they will come on site. They're going to come on site to all 12 institutions, set up shop, and do the testing three times a week with those antigen tests. If you have any positive tests, the antigen test will be backed up by a PCR test, but I think it provides uniform testing across the board. You can't say, well, you know, so and so this institution did different testing. Is it really the same? And when you talk about the bubble that's being tested, it's all of your football student athletes, it's all of your coaching staff, anybody, it's your trainers, it's your equipment managers, your student managers, anybody who is going to have day-to-day regular contact with your football team, and those that will travel with football. So, you know, when you start adding up those numbers, you're looking at, you know, in the neighborhood of 175 or 180 people. And, you know, some things that you think of is, and we've started this planning, if you've got multiple equipment managers, you don't want them all to be on that plane, because if you have an equipment manager who comes down with COVID, and then whether through contact tracing or anything else, that shuts down part of your staff. Well, if you had all your equipment managers on there, then all of a sudden you shut down equipment. You don't have anybody to, you know, to load the truck and to fix shoulder pads and stuff like that. So we've got to be strategic, not only with our student athletes, but with all of the support areas as well.
John Hartwell, Athletic Director at Utah State, right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Do you have any say in scheduling at all, or is that all at the conference level?
You know, they've asked for some input, and if you look at and they have not totally ruled out what we – the eight opponents and locations that we originally had for the 2020 season. So just as kind of a refresher, that would be Colorado State, Wyoming, Boise, and the University of Nevada on the road, and then Air Force, New Mexico, San Diego State, and Fresno State at home. So that there's a potential that could still happen, but at the end of the day, you know, there may be some changes to that. One of the things that we did talk at length about was to try to front load the schedule, if you will, in the colder weather locations, i.e. Logan, Laramie, Fort Collins, Boise, you know, Colorado Springs, if at all possible, so that, you know, we're not playing a lot of December games in those cold weather areas, as opposed to places with a little warmer climate. So they're looking at that, and obviously took the input there, but whether that really happens or not, we'll see when the final schedule comes out.
John, I'm curious to know, you know, as you've worked with the Pac-12 and the couple cancellations that you had for your out-of-conference games, with these games that have been canceled almost countrywide, and the contracts that were broke, how do you manage that, where there were certain payouts and maybe even big dollar amounts and what they were going to owe you and those kinds of, how is all that going to play out nationally with college football?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're all negatively impacted by what has happened. And hopefully, you know, with the return to play for us and the Pac-12 and other leagues as well, it's not as dire as we thought it was going to be, you know, 4 to 6 weeks ago. But I also think that part of that is we all are in the same business together, and we've got to work together to try to work those things out. You know, Washington, obviously Pac-12 canceled first, then we canceled, and really at that point it became a moot point in terms of the contract. And you know, we are working with them to try to reschedule that game somewhere out in the future. And as far as the Washington State game, you know, they were supposed to open the season here in Logan and us go back to Pullman next year. And actually, Pat Chon and I have talked a couple of times this week trying to come to a resolution there. And whether that's, you know, they pay us a guarantee for next year's game, and we put another home and home on the books, you know, a handful of years out, or if they're able to go ahead and find a slot that's compatible with our schedule here in the next 2 or 3 years to put the return game on the books here. So I think, you know, we're all in this together, and I think there's been everyone has been very collegial to each other in terms of trying to find solutions to these contracts.
So not only the athletic director at Utah State, but former athletic director at Troy. Any thoughts on the BYU-Troy game coming up coming up tomorrow?
Hey, I knew you'd tee this up for Hans and I. So, yeah, you know, it's I think it's going to be a pretty good game. Obviously, BYU opened the season and looked mighty impressive against Navy. And, you know, I think Troy looked pretty good the other night playing at Middle Tennessee to open. They will have some very athletic student athletes on both sides of the ball. So it's a little bit of a contrast in styles, but I look forward to it. I think it's going to be an entertaining game. I'm just you know, I'm just sorry that fans won't be able to see it in person, but I will certainly be tuned in to TV tomorrow night to watch it.
What was their commitment level to football and sports in general there at that university?
You know, Troy is an interesting study because they made a rapid ascent from Division II in the late 90s. They went Division II to, at that time, 1AA to 1A very quickly. And, you know, being a Sun Belt member and their first, I may not have this exactly right, but their first 5 years in Division I, they won the Sun Belt championship four out of five years. And you think about NFL guys, DeMarcus Ware, Osio Manura, Lawrence Tynes, they have had a wealth of talent come through there. And one of the things I tell people, a lot of people don't, you know, understand. They know Troy is in Alabama, but they don't understand the geography of it being in the kind of the southeast corner of the state. But if you draw a 200-mile radius around Troy, Alabama, you encompass Atlanta, Birmingham, Mobile, Tallahassee, Jacksonville, Florida. You stretch close to Orlando. You have the Mississippi Gulf Coast. You have close to New Orleans. So if you think about the amount of high school football talent that comes out of that area, it is, and all of South Georgia too, places like Valdosta and LaGrange, places that have a storied history in high school football. There's a wealth of talent, and you know, they may not get the five stars that are going to Auburn or Alabama or Florida State or Georgia, but there is a wealth of talent there, and they've used that to their advantage to have high levels of success in football.
Well, can't wait to see hopefully a high level of success up there in Logan as Utah State kicks off the season October 24th. Not sure where and against who, but I'm sure that information is going to be coming out here very soon. John, we can't thank you enough, man. We appreciate it, and congratulations.
Guys, thanks so much, and we look forward to getting going again and appreciate your support. And like you said, Scotty, we don't know what time or where, but we know that on October 24th, we'll be together watching the Aggies.
Love it.
Let's play some football.
Let's go.
Thanks, John. Have a great weekend.
You got it. John Hartwell right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. He's fired up. He's ready to go.
By the way, if you missed that conversation, I would strongly suggest to go back and listen to it in its entirety because he went through about everything you could. Testing, contract disruption. I think that the contract disruption across the country is one of the biggest storylines that we don't have enough insight into. And I know it's going to be different for every single university. And John said, well, you know, I know that the Pac-12 kind of shut down first and then we shut down after, but because we did shut down, did he say it almost makes that contract null and void?
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you know, you've got a team here in the state in BYU that had multiple contracts breached that I still wonder what's going to happen with those contracts.
Yeah.
And now BYU's looking at all these conferences and teams coming back and playing, and they're like, well, geez, that would have been nice if you could have just done that before you canceled the games with us and forced us to build a schedule that included Troy.
Hey, don't overlook Troy.
I'm not overlooking Troy. You know, I said they look very well coached, and they do have three or four talent that stand out.
Are you calling them the Mighty Troy right now?
No, I'm not calling them. That was the Mighty Minutemen. I'm not calling them Mighty Troy.
Scotty's hanging out with us once again. We're live here at Elite Works. We talk about the free website rebuild, but you also heavily, heavily discount new websites too. Somebody out there is thinking, man, I need a website. I can go through Elite Works and you guys can help that out.
Absolutely. The rebuilds are just so much easier for us because we automatically have your current website. But there's a lot of people that contact us with a new business or a new website that they need to create. And we'll do that for a very discounted rate. Usually it's around $500.
Is that something where, you know, they come in and sit down or?
It can be either. I mean,
because I asked that question, Scotty, because, you know, we've got a lot of people up in Logan that are listening probably right now because their athletic director was on. Scotty and I stream well. What is it, San Diego? Is that our number one streaming area outside of the state?
It was Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah. We stream in Texas pretty well. So people that are listening to this on the stream, do they have to be in Lehigh?
Or? No. In fact, if it's San Diego, I'll jump on a plane and go visit them there.
Okay.
Make sure they're taken care of.
Bring the software to them.
Yes, yes. But no, we can easily do that, you know, through Google Meet, Zoom meetings, whatever needs to be accomplished. But our support staff here is so good, and our web designers are so good here. They will communicate through the whole process. And again, it's only going to take us a couple weeks to get your website built. And how awesome would that be where something that you've worried about for so long or something you don't have control over or something doesn't work well on your website, and everyone out there knows what I'm talking about that has a website, you know, that's gone. And we're going to help you. It's going to be free. And we're going to figure this out for you. You know, just give us a call and we'll get that going for you.
844-523-2777. I know you might be a little skeptical, like free rebuild on a website. That, you know, website builds are $15,000, $20,000 sometimes. This is legit because they have a website hosting software here at Elite Works, so they can help on the build end.
Yep.
That's 844-523-2777. Don't be skeptical.
Yeah.
Just call.
Yeah.
Just call and check into it and see how they can save you money and make your site more functional and help your business.
Yeah. We built 50 websites last month from 1280 The Zone, from just this right here. And again, we've built over 3,000 websites on that. And anybody that has contacted us directly in the 3.5 years we've been doing business on a website, we've never had a cancellation. There's no contracts. We make this a very good, easy experience for you.
It's got to be a good product.
Yeah, give us a call.
It's got to be a good product to hold that retention.
And it's free 99, right?
Free 99.
What are you waiting for?
You get the
discount. Come on.
You don't even have to talk to them about it. It's a free rebuild. Call them. 844-523-2777.
It's a phone call to make. Let's make it happen right now. Hans and Scotty here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Let's go.
The Big Show.
It's a big deal.
With Gordon Monson and Jake Scott.
You see him on the Pac-12 network. Yogi Roth with us. How many contenders do you expect this year?
I would have picked USC to win the South and Oregon to win the whole thing in a non-pandemic year. And Penei Sewell was still there, and Thomas Graham Jr. and Jay Tefele and Elijah Vera Tucker. But those players, at least as of now, have opted out, and others on those respective teams. So I pair that with some of the players that have opted out and are transferred. You have to look at it like that. And then I look at teams like Utah, Oregon State, you know, some of these teams that have been able to work out during this. To me, it gives them a dramatic advantage coming into the season. I think it could be a wild year in this conference. Man, it's going to be fun.
The Big Show, weekdays from 2 to 7 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Recall. It's time to recall all the great and not so great moments of the show. Recall. It's Total Recall with Hans and Scotty on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. Recall.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, this is 97.5, 1280 The Zone, and the Zone Sports Network.
So I'm curious how this is going to work for some of the broadcast crew members. Now that you're back in the booth, Scotty, you're going to have to go on the road, you know, how many times? Four times?
Yeah, four times.
You're going to have to be on the road four times. Are they putting you on the charter? How does that all work?
I do not know yet, although I would be highly, highly surprised if the broadcast crew is on the charter. Because, I mean, I'm not up there in Logan getting tested three times a week. So that would be that would not be good.
It would not make sense.
Yeah.
It almost feels like it would disrupt.
Hey, you know what this means? You, me, and Lloyd in an armada, and let's go.
Don't you tease me, Scotty.
I feel like you're...
Play with my emotions.
Not you two.
What are we going to road trip to?
Well,
we need a schedule.
Well, yeah, I know. If the schedule holds to what it was, you know, what it originally was, it would have been road trips to Wyoming, Colorado State, Boise, and Reno.
Reno.
Look,
I love Reno, man.
I hate Reno.
Biggest little city. What?
Oh, come on, Reno.
How could you hate Reno?
Reno is like Vegas's.
That's okay. Right there. So, still his son.
I stopped. Stopped. It's his kid.
Hey, I'm serious. Reno would be fun. I actually love Reno. I made a quick stop there, 2 years ago. And on our way through to Yosemite. Maybe we just stop in Reno. And look, we make a trip to Reno. We could go out to Lake Tahoe. That's right there next to it.
That's true.
What about the fellas? Lake Tahoe getaway. Nice little fishing trip in the middle of winter.
I don't know.
Well, they've got a ski resort up there, don't they?
They do. We're not skiers, though.
Well, we could get up on a lift once.
Wouldn't you rather just be in a casino the whole time?
Well, that's not what I would go to Reno. I don't want to go there for that.
Okay. Me neither.
Yeah, no, I know Lloyd wouldn't either.
Lloyd wants the fresh air.
The last I checked, the only casino working there is Circus Circus.
Oh, man. The Circus Circus at Reno. Oh, man. That's
That literally is where the bodies are buried.
Yeah.
Win a hand of blackjack, pick up some E. coli, the Circus Circus.
Who knows what you're going to pick up there in that place. All right. So Total Recall. So I may have misspoke. Okay, I did misspeak with Gary Anderson about when the start of the season would be, and may have caused a little anxiety with Gary. Gary Anderson, now kind enough to join us right here on the Zone Sports Network. Coach, how are you?
Hello, Coach.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing? You all right?
We're doing well. Probably not as busy as you, as you got. You've got a game here in a week from tomorrow.
A week from tomorrow? Better not be.
I mean, 4 weeks from tomorrow. Sorry, my bad.
Holy cow, it changes on me quickly. Who are we playing, man? Let me know quickly. Hurry.
That just got me.
Yeah,
you got
Boise next Saturday. So good luck with that.
Okay, perfect.
One month from tomorrow. But yeah, you've got. You don't have much time to get ready for this thing.
No, it's a scramble drill, but it's good. You know, it's at the end of the day, we'll get through it, and coaches, and we'll get it all organized. And when we find out who we're going to play, we'll be ready for it. And we're going to practice today. We're in a position where we have to be really smart with these kids. We've had, you know, a couple good weeks of conditioning work and weight room work. And so to say we're going to jump out there and have a traditional camp, that's not the fact. But we will be physical. We will tackle a lot. We will have three scrimmages. And, so I'm more worried about soft tissue injuries than anything else, just being a little bit careful through there. But we'll structure this the right way. And Monday we're going to jump into it, and we'll schedule it to have pads on Monday. We'll get through these couple helmeted practices and these couple shoulder pad practices, and we'll scrimmage next week Friday, and it'll be a big scrimmage. And, you know, we've got to go. Because to me, in my mindset, the difference between, you know, you get them ready to play, and we've been doing that for a couple 3 weeks and ramped it up slowly, and we're going to be ready to tackle and have a big scrimmage on Friday, and get prepared to put the best product that we can out there on the field in a month from now.
1 month from tomorrow.
I'm not even going to lie, Scotty, because you're typically, you don't mess up.
Oh, I've been messing up a lot lately.
And you're in the know. And when you said that, I flipped around and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is worse than I thought. They've got less time than I thought. They better get themselves together.
But I mean, he's mentioning we're going to have a scrimmage on Friday. We don't have any time to waste here.
But he feels like they can get it done. Jay Hill felt like they could get it done.
Yeah.
It's the shortest amount of time possible to get it done in.
And they've been doing a lot of work too. I mean, this isn't, Jay Hill mentioned I could do it if we've been working out a lot and been in the weight room and lifting, you know, and getting our conditioning in, we can do it. It shouldn't be a problem. And so Jay Hill felt that way. And I know that's been going on up at Utah State, and I know it's been going on up at Utah too.
Yeah, and Weber State is currently in spring ball. I love that aspect from Jay, getting caught up where Weber State is. They're actively engaged in their spring ball schedule. He said essentially it's the exact same thing. Practice allotment, time restrictions, pad and scrimmage restrictions, but Jay Hill said that Weber State is currently engaged in their spring preparation right now in the fall.
Mark Harland, you heard from him with some media availability and was asked about the south end zone now that it's all tore up and the remodel process is continuing on. Well, those also include all your locker rooms. So what's the plan for the University of Utah when they begin play on November 7th?
Well, we'll start with the text I got from an athletic director in the last few days. If you put up a tent, it'll be better than the visiting locker room you've currently provided. So let's start from that premise to know that that's the feelings that our visitors have had here for years. Kyle Brennan and his incredible team on the internal side of the organization have had a plan in place to be able to manage football operations with our team and with our visitors. They're obviously, now that it's real, they'll start operationalizing everything. It certainly will be different. We might have to ask for extended halftime because we might have to walk a little bit further, but all those things are certainly doable. We're going to create the best possible environment for our students and officials and everybody else, but I have no worries at all that we'll be able to, accomplish that. And it's incredibly ironic, and our staff here has talked about it, that the next game with our fans will be in our new expanded stadium. I mean, you just can't make that kind of stuff up. But that's where we're at. and we'll be able to manage it very effectively.
Not too overly concerned about that. And he said, look, extended halftime, we might have to have guys walk around a little bit more, but that just means we'll get through it. It's not a big deal.
I guarantee you it won't be as bad as Fresno. Fresno should have been shut down.
Well, you got that massive ramp you have to walk up and down.
Yeah, and it was cement. And if you, and you got the hard cleats on, it was inevitable somebody was going to fall, scrape their knee, twist their ankle, tear their ACL. It was just inevitable. And then when you got up the ramp, you had to deal with all the drunk fans that were lined up against the rope screaming in your face.
They let you have it, huh?
I kind of liked it. I liked the interaction with the fans because I liked yelling back at them. Because, you know, anytime a BYU player would yell back at them with obscenities and something really terrible, like horrible, they were always like, oh, how dare you?
You're from BYU.
Well, you're supposed to represent yourself with honor.
That's the thing that always bothered me. Like, and look, I didn't go to BYU. I don't have a dog in that fight. But it always makes me laugh a little bit when, remember, was it, oh, who's the kid? It was the middle of J.D. Falslip.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, all these fans, like, right up in his face, blah, 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 blah. And finally, he just lets it loose with a bleep you.
Yeah.
And everybody's like,
oh,
how dare he? Like, well, yeah, you provoked the heck out of him.
Come on.
What do you think's going to happen?
He's a football player. He's a competitor. He's full of juice, man. I'm not just going to sit there and let people harp on me. I'm going to do something. You're going to say something.
Good for him.
Now, you know, you want to be careful not to go too far.
But. Well, yeah, you don't want to shove a tuba up somewhere in areas that probably shouldn't be able to handle something like that.
Which nearly happened. But Scotty, it's not going to be that bad. And when he says they might have to walk a little bit, you know, you might have to clear out the old Crimson Club area without fans being in the stadium. You know, I'm sure you can find something to accommodate. And if you don't want to do that, you could roll in trailers and you could have locker rooms in there. Like, it's,
yeah,
I'm not too worried. What I'm concerned about is if they were able to allow fans at any point, would Rice-Eccles Stadium at that point be able to accommodate fans? Or have you jeopardized the integrity of the structure of the other bleachers? Probably not, but it is a question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a moot question because there's no fans going to be there, period. So,
but they did say that they were going to address that again January 2021.
Oh, yeah, but the season will be over by then.
That's right. Will they have – they won't have – oh, because, yeah.
Yeah, they need to be over by, like, December 19th.
Is it December 18th?
Yeah, December 18th or 19th, around there. I think that's more Huntsman Center is what they're looking at. For
fans in there.
Basketball, yeah. But, you know, but to Mark Harlan's point, you know what's funny is, you know, maybe because Chris Hill always drug his heel on the expansion thing.
Yeah.
And maybe the thing that kind of put it over the edge for the University of Utah is apparently their visiting locker room must have been one heck of a joke around the conference, because when Mark Harlan's reaching out to people and saying, hey, we'll find a way for, you know, a place for your guys, and they're like, hey, you put a tent up and it'll be better than that garbage we've had. So maybe that's the one thing that kind of pushed, maybe have pushed it over the edge on getting that thing done, because the Pac-12, your peers in the Pac-12 have been giving you grief about your visiting locker room.
Yeah, that didn't just start. That was year one. And I bet year one was pretty brutal. Those teams coming into that locker room and they're like, what is this, man? This is how you're going to treat us?
I mean, honestly, your home locker room is always going to be incredibly higher than your visiting better than your visiting locker room. But still, you got to have some level of accommodation there.
Yep.
All right. Hans and Scotty, take our final break. Come back. Wrap this thing up next right here on the Zone Sports Network.
This is DJ and PK.
Frank Hill joining us, former BYU linebacker. So it's time to play ball. Here comes Troy. Does Troy have any chance to slow down the BYU running game, or is the offensive line going to get it done?
What I would like to see for this coaching staff and for this program is to take a step forward and to right the wrongs of the last several years where we have lost stupid games. And I just would like to see us come and impose our will this whole season against lesser opponents, and it should be domination every week. And that's what I expect to see from from offensive line, I expect them to do exactly what they did against Navy, which was dominate. They absolutely dominated, and I expect that. I don't hope for it. I expect it.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 till 10 on 97.5 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Can't tell me about that. Can we talk about it?
Nope.
Hands of Scott here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Yeah. Scott Brown's with us once again as we wrap up another edition of the show. Hey, get to whatever podcast platform you use, whether it be Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify, whatever the case is, and you can get the whole show downloaded. We've had Mark Harlan on. We've had John Hartwell on, Jay Hill, Gary Anderson. It has been a busy, busy show. But none more important than Scott Brown, who joins us once again. How are you, man?
Oh, thank you. And it's always great having you guys down here.
Well, thanks for sponsoring this show today that included Bowler Jack.
Oh, I forgot about Bowler,
too. The athletic directors.
You know it's a crazy day when you forget about Bowler.
Right. Well, they knew I was here, and so they wanted a piece of me.
That's it.
You know what I mean? And I can't blame them.
I'm surprised that at some point they were like, hey, is Scott Brown, the owner of Elite Works there? Can you put him on?
We just like to take you two out of this right now.
Yeah.
I am surprised. Hey, but in celebration of it all, Scotty and the team here at Elite Works has put up free website rebuilds for our listeners. And Scotty, you talked about it last month. Did you do 50 free rebuilds?
50 free rebuilds just from this 1280 The Zone remote.
And Scotty has now put up the same amount for our listeners.
Yeah.
No matter what business you own.
Yep.
And we're working with a big kind of a clothing business right now. I know you're putting together a bid for them. And they sell all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's a big company. All the way down to a restaurant that recently came on with you that just needed an informational page.
Absolutely.
Anybody out there with any website, doesn't matter what you do, what you sell, what you need, maybe the schedules that you've got to build. If you've got a dance studio or if you've got a cleaning business that has to schedule and you've got to send out emailers, Elite Works can do all of it.
Absolutely. And what really is going to help that business is there's everything from a Wix and WordPress, but you have to get add-ons to do anything with them. And all of our stuff is innately inside the software. And so we have a CRM that hosts all your prospects, all your clients, showing you all the orders.
Your employees.
Yeah, your employees. And it's all connected, you know, within it. So you can communicate very easily and effective with prospects, customers, employees, whoever it is that you need to. And we can do that for free.
Scotty, I was sitting down with Kyle. He's the CEO, the brain behind the whole operation. And I was sitting down with Kyle. And Kyle showed me how, like, let's say you've got 30 employees in a business. You can allow, you know, 5 or 6 employees full access to the site and all the CRM. You can allow the other kind of low-end employees, you can allow them just the opening site, and you can watch all their hours, and you can do everything through that platform, just managing your employees on your website.
Yeah,
it just becomes a huge tool.
Yeah, it can do so much out there, you know, and everything from, again, website architect, CRM, e-commerce, credit card processing, and we can do all of that for free. Again, we do the hosting, and so we don't need all that money up front that it's going to cost you $3,000 to $10,000. It, you know, we're happy with just $25 a month that you're currently paying anyway.
844-523-2777. Let our crew down here take care of that website. Let's freshen it up.
Yeah.
Let's make it more usable, more user-friendly. That's 844-523-2777.
Big show coming up next. Hans and Scotty here on the Zone Sports Network. Have a great weekend.